Well, praise God. Amen. Yes, give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Let's all stand and give him a clap offering. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you can, everybody quietly pray in the spirit, if you would, please. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I thank you, Jesus, for your knowledge, for your wisdom, for your love, for your grace, for your mercy, for your Holy Spirit. And right now, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, I say, fill this place, Jesus, with your Shekinah glory. Let us experience you tonight, Jesus. And we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I want to talk a little bit tonight. I'm going to do something different tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to talk about the greatness of Jesus. And guess what? He's in you and I. Amen. So we're going to do a few scriptures about, for example, about the fivefold. And if anybody in here feels like you're called in that area, I want to pray for you. I want to ask the Holy Spirit to awaken that if it's the fivefold. And then there's going to be a message about the body of Christ, you know, the finger, the thumb, and da, da, da. If you're called in that area, I want to pray for you. And then there's another area in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 where he put in the church miracles and so on and so forth. If you're called in that area after we name them, then I want to pray for you. Amen? I think we need more workers. I think we need more people called, walking in the anointing and so on and so forth. And so that's what the Holy Spirit laid on my heart. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. So however that goes, and you know, don't be bashful. If you feel like you fit into one of those areas, come up here. There may be just something in your life that's stopping you that I can impart and so on and so forth. I'm not going to impart it, of course. The Holy Spirit is. But there's so many people getting in trouble in the body of Christ. So many pastors quitting worldwide. And so he wants to raise the body up. He wants the greatness of God to be in you, the greatness of Jesus to come alive in you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the first place we're going to go is Galatians. Hallelujah. You won't come up here on this one, but you never know. You never know. Hallelujah. Maybe the post will come up. The post standing there. Hallelujah. What did I say? Galatians 1. 11 and 12. Well, maybe we need to get over this first. A little bit of giggling here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Verse 11 says, "But I make known to you," say he's making known to me, "brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ." The greatness of Jesus, the revelation of Jesus, God wants you to know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. God wants you to know tonight that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that you have an anointing, and the greatness of Jesus is in your life. And he wants to come alive, and he wants to take you by the hand and lead you into the supernatural realm. He wants to take you into the fullness of his grace. He wants to take you into the fullness of his love. He wants to take you into the fullness of his peace, that no storm that comes against you will ever overtake you. He wants to be the greatness of Jesus in your life. And he says, the only way you can learn this is by the Holy Spirit, who teaches you and gets revelation from Jesus and deposits it in your spirit, and your spirit deposits it in your mind. You're going to be awakened tonight. You're going to be refreshed tonight. No matter what you've been through, no matter who you are, there's a greatness of Jesus in your life. We are the bride. We are kings and priests. We are the body of Christ. We are sons and daughters. That's the greatness of Jesus that's changed us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to get over that tiredness, saints. There's a lot of people who are tired, just plain exhausted and tired. God wants to refresh you because the greatness of Jesus is in you, is in this place. The Shekinah glory is alive in this place. Amen? It has nothing to do with numbers. It has to do with the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. For I neither received it from man. If you're going to receive things, it's going to be from the Holy Spirit. Revelation of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. All knowledge, all wisdom is found in him. So if you can set that upon your eating table, that eating spiritual table you have, to get revelation and knowledge about Jesus Christ, he'll free you. He'll bring light to you. He'll take you by the hand and take you on journeys that your flesh don't want to go. But God is greater. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. All things are possible with God. So he'll take you on a journey, a spiritual journey that you'll be able to use the rest of your ministry to bless people, to minister people. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it. But it came through the revelation of Jesus. Say, tonight, I'm receiving the revelation of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus in me. Holy Spirit, you are the anointed one. You have anointed me. And you shall teach me for the glory of Jesus. Now we know Jesus is the anointed one, but we know the Father is anointed. We know the Holy Spirit is anointed. So don't get bent out of shape because you heard something you never heard before. The anointing is the Holy Spirit. And it says the anointing will teach you all things. Amen? We need to get a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We're not going to praise him. We're not going to honor him. But we need a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Amen? So we can get a revelation of Jesus. It's only going to come from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The next place we're going, say the next place. That's number two. 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. 12. Well, let's go to 12:12 first. I want to go down a little bit here, and then we're going to do some praying if you fall into this category. Remember I mentioned that earlier? For as the body as one, we're in 12, verse 12, okay? For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many... Our one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and they have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. So if you're, now we're going to go down a little further, and if you think this is your call, you're part of that, then I want to pray for you. I want to impart something into you. You may not be a part of this, but and if you're not, we'll go on. Amen? For in fact, in verse 14, for in fact, the body is not one man, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, see, we don't know this, and we don't realize this, but there's many seers in the body of Christ that is the eye that really don't get encouraged. Amen? You may be one of those tonight. Hallelujah. I am not the body. Is therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were a hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. As who pleased? See, we all want to pick and choose some things that maybe we are not called to do. And I'll tell you one thing. These thumbs and fingers and all these things and everything else that God's talking about, he places them in the body, and you're just as important as the fivefold. You're just as important as the prophet. You're just as important as anybody else. Amen? And guess what? God will give you anointed to be that part of the body. Hallelujah. Most people don't desire this. Most people don't even realize this is going on. You know why? We're focused on everything on faith and believing. And there is that message. But we're not telling people that you need to get on with your ministry, whether you're the foot, the hand, whether you're in fivefold, whether you're a prophet, whether you're in miracles or whatever. You need to get on with that. And I want to encourage that tonight by the Holy Spirit. I want to lay hands if you're called there and see if he can impart and awaken that in you. Sometimes it starts in us and it kind of dries up because we get discouraged from people and our own minds battle us. We don't have a renewed mind. And so we stop doing what God's called us to do. And I want to encourage that. Whatever you are. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But now, verse 18 again, but now God has set the members. You see, God puts this all in place. He puts the finger, the thumb, and so he puts it all in place. Jesus has opened doors that no man can close for the fivefold. He's the one that calls the fivefold. But God here, the Father, places the body. See, some people should be here, but you don't want to be here for some reason, so you're over there, wherever that is. You know why? There's many things that draw us different places. And maybe you don't belong here. Maybe you belong over there. It doesn't make any difference. But God places them himself as it pleases him. So God's not going to bring people here who don't believe in the charismatic movement. If you do come here and you don't believe in the charismatic, you ain't going to stay here. Hallelujah. You know this young man said, what's your first name again? Michael came here. I've known Michael for, I don't know, 20-some-odd years. Down in North Park, he was down there. But he's been ushering at New Life for 20 years. How I'd like to have some faithful people like that. But he came by today because he opened his Bible and something fell out of his Bible. It was a prophecy that I spoke, and he didn't write this, and he was not quite sure it was for him. And I spoke in 1992. And he gave it to me tonight. 1992. So you see, I'm still doing the same thing. I'm still giving out words of knowledge and wisdom and so on and so forth. Maybe this was a prophecy. Maybe it was a word of knowledge and wisdom. But he brought it to me tonight. And I remembered by the Spirit that he was at New Life. And he had been ushering over there. And he told me tonight, 20 years. How faithful have you been to things? It's important, saints. See, he's walking. People don't understand this. Ushers are important, just as important as a pastor is. Amen. And he's walking an anointing. The Holy Spirit has given him the energy and the anointing to carry that on, be faithful to that. So that's why I want to pray for people tonight. See, some people think, well, I just don't want to be in administration. You know why you don't want to be in administration? It's not something that's attractive. You don't see it, but you don't see your heart inside of your body, but it does a great work, doesn't it? Amen? Hallelujah. So when we get down the... I'm trying out a new leg here. See? And every time I walk, sometimes it squeaks. I should put a mic on it. Hallelujah. This is a whole different experience for me. When you put one of these on your body rejects it. It always rejects foreign things, even though it's plastic. It really does. Well, I don't know why I'm going there. Be quiet. Okay. Verse 19. And if they're all one member, where would the body be? If they're all the same. But now indeed, there are many members in one body. See, saints, you're as important to God as the pastor, the fivefold, the prophet. Believe me, you're as important to God. Listen now. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. And yet we don't see the greatness of Jesus will come alive as the whole body starts functioning in their place. That's where you get the fullness of Jesus and the fullness of anointing. You see, when I start operating in the gifts, all you're getting is one anointing. You're not getting the fullness of Jesus. I don't know if you know that or not. The eye cannot say to the hand, verse 21, I have no need of you, nor again a head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. You notice how some people come in the church, they say, them people are always going up for prayer. See, the reason why God puts weak people in, you're not weak as far as, but he puts them, you see, to keep us humble. One of the reasons. And you're not giving out something that belongs to you, you're giving out something that belongs to God to them. And it strengthens us, and it causes us to be spiritually awakened in some areas and so on and so forth. So it's necessary, God said. So everybody says, I ain't going to create a faith. You got a bunch of nuts over there.
Amen.
I'll take all the nuts I can get.
Come on. It's Jesus now. Holy Ghost.
They call them nuts. I call them peculiar.
Holy Roller.
That's what the Bible calls them, right?
Come on, Holy Roller.
Amen?
Amen.
He's strange.
Son of the king.
Son of who? Son of who? Oh, okay.
King Jesus.
Amen, brother. All right. Verse 23. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. See, you got people walking around here saying, that guy's a little, he's not playing with the full deck. God's going to give him greater honor.
That's right. He's worth it.
And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our peaceable, verse 24, but our peaceable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given great honor to that part which lacks it.
Come on.
What do you lack tonight? You just lack something. God is willing to give you what you lack.
Come on.
He's willing to fill you up. He's willing to anoint you. He's willing to give you eyes that are open, ears to hear. You see, he's willing to take you to a different realm. He wants to encourage you. He wants you to know about the greatness of Jesus in your life. He wants to know you're important to him. Praise God. Verse 25, that there should be no skepticism in the body. Mm-hmm. But that the members should have the same care one for another. So when one suffers, we all should suffer. We all should hurt. For example, if I bang my finger with a hammer, it seems to affect the whole body and the mind and the emotions. See, I'm not into pain. Are you into pain?
Not that way.
If you was, I was going to send for the hammer. Hallelujah. Now listen, verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ, members individually. And every member is important to God. Every member is important to God. Amen? Say, I'm important to God. I'm a member of His body. Now, here's what we're going to do now. We're going to pray now, because I don't want to go to verse 28 unless someone's called there. But if anybody feels like you're important to God, you're a member, but you don't really know what you're supposed to be doing, I want to pray for you. Okay? And that doesn't, listen, saints, you're as important as anybody else is. So I don't know what you've been doing with your life. I don't know if you've been serving God. But God wants to bring that alive. If you are the ear, you are the finger, you are the thumb, you are the foot, you are in administration, you are in helps, in the ministry of helps, it's important to God. See, no one wants to accept those things. No one wants to accept helps. I told one guy, God's called you into helps. He said, I want more than that. Well, go for it.
Start there.
See? Listen, saints, if you'll be faithful as a finger, a thumb, a foot, or whatever you are, I'm telling you, God will promote you. If nothing else, He'll take care of you. He'll watch over you. Financially, He'll take care of you with the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life. He'll show you the greatness of Jesus in your life. There's too much sadness in the body, and there's too much just one or two people functioning in the body. See, I have started many, many times men's meetings, women's meetings, children's meetings, teens' meetings, and everybody goes for 3 months and quits. See, God expects you to, even if it's sacrifice, that's what He wants. That's what He wants to see out of you. Well, when I start a men's meeting, I figure, well, they can learn how to minister. They can minister to one another, lay hands on one another, and if prophecy comes, they can learn how to grow in the gifts and so on and so forth. That's what I encourage. But the devil fights it tooth and nail, and everyone that's come into this ministry, started a men's ministry, has quit. Everyone started a women's ministry, has quit. Listen, saints, nothing happens overnight. If you're going to be a finger, you're not going to get the fullness of that in 6 months. See, we all want God's money. We want to be financially blessed. People need to be mentored. Elisha, Jesus, and the apostles, you see? What did Jesus do to the apostles? He mentored them. He taught them truth. That's what mentoring is, teaching truth to people, a person or an individual. Amen? Hallelujah. And so He teaches the apostles, and God wants us to draw upon the apostles, how they were taught and so on and so forth. Well, is there anybody here tonight who feels like you fit in from 12 to 25 or 26? Finger, thumb, anybody feel like you like that? Just come up here, saints. Just come up here. Don't tell me nothing. I can't. You see, I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help you define what you're supposed to be doing. That's the only way you're going to get peace of mind and happiness in your life. Believe me. And whatever that is, you have to accept. And God is the promoter. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hear that foot? Shoes will go with... Okay. I found a bell the other day. There was three of them hanging. I rang the bell, and they all made different tunes. Would your shoe make a different tune than this?
Harmonize.
Hallelujah. Okay. It doesn't... See, this is God, the Holy Spirit's going to help you. You need to find out, saints, and then you need to be faithful to it. What is that? God, listen. If someone doesn't want to move in something, God will take from that individual and give to you if you're faithful to it. If someone don't want to prophesy, God will take and give it and manifest in your life. If someone don't want to be an evangelist or a pastor, God will take it from and give it to you. He really will. You know, Catherine Kuhlman, you've all heard of Catherine Kuhlman? And she said to God, God, why did you call me? He said, because the men wouldn't do it. That was, Catherine Kuhlman was not God's first choice. Hallelujah. Father God, they stand before you tonight. They want to know the greatness of Jesus in their lives. I'm going to anoint them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The authority of the believer is you, Lord Jesus, your name. So we have the right and the authority to use your name to pray over these people, that you will bring illumination, revelation as to what they're called. If they're part of this body, a part of a body that they want to function, they want to do something to serve you, Lord. But the enemy sometimes comes in with confusion. And so we're thanking you tonight, Lord, that you're going to draw them into some desires. By the Holy Spirit will bring the desires in their life in the Word of God, and they'll realize that this is their call, and they'll start researching in the Word of God, and you'll start anointing them, Lord Jesus, through your Holy Spirit, and they'll come alive in those areas in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the greatness of Jesus in her life. The greatness of Jesus. I anoint her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Help her receive, Lord. Hallelujah. The greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus in her life. Oh, the greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the greatness of Jesus in her life. Make her feel important, Jesus. Make her feel important because she is important. So I just release the anointing into her life. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. The greatness of Jesus into his life right now, Lord. The greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. Yes. Let that pot come alive in him right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. Oh, she's a member of your body, Lord Jesus. Let her realize. Let it come alive in her. Guide her, Holy Spirit. Teach her, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. The greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus in her life, Lord. Oh, make it come alive, Lord Jesus. Make it come alive. The greatness of Jesus in her life. Make it come alive, Jesus. So she has no doubt, Lord, what she is supposed to be doing, Lord. Make her feel important. Anoint her, Lord Jesus, even more than she already is, Lord. Take her into the depths of you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let her realize. Let her realize that she's important, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus in his life. Awaken in him right now, Lord. Awaken in him right now, Lord. What he is and what he's called to do, Lord. Lead him in scripture, Lord Jesus. Lead him in scripture, Lord Jesus. Let this part of the body, Lord, come alive in him, Lord. Let him know it because he knows. Because the wisdom of God, Lord, is flowing into him right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. The greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The greatness of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Let it come alive, Lord. Let it come alive in him, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the greatness of Jesus into your daughter. The greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. Let her be awakened to the call, Lord. Let her be awakened to the call, Lord. Hallelujah. She is important. Yeah, she's the perfume, the aroma of Christ unto you, Father God. Let us see that, Lord. Let her come alive in your love and your mercy, Lord. And let your long suffering fall upon her, Lord. Let her eyes be open, Lord, at what she is, a finger, a hand, a thumb, a foot, Lord, a heart, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll awaken her, Lord. And if she's faithful, Lord, you'll add to her, Lord. You are the mighty King. You are the mighty Lord, Lord Jesus. And I ask, Lord, for this impartation, Lord. I ask for this awakening of the Holy Spirit in her life, Lord, bringing her into truth in the greatness of you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. The greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, let it be awakened in him, Lord. Let it be awakened in him, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. The greatness of Jesus into her life, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Let her feel important, Lord Jesus. Let your presence come upon her. Let the anointing rise up in her, Lord. Let her know, Lord, that she is a part of the body, just as important as anybody else, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, praise God. Ain't that great? Verse 28. We're still in Corinthians 12, verse 28. Now, God has appointed these in the church. Say, I'm part of the church. First apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administration, and different kinds of tongues. If you feel like you fit into any way, you feel like that you may be an apostle, you may be a prophet, you may be a teacher, you may be maybe that you're walking, you want to walk in miracles, that you've had some of that in your life, and then are the gifts of healings, helps, no one wants that, and administration, no one seems to want that, but they're important to God, and different kinds of tongues. Hallelujah. So if you feel like you fit in any one of those, you don't have to tell me which one you fit in. It's all up to the Holy Spirit. This is spiritual stuff. This is the greatness of Jesus. And only the Holy Spirit can rise that up in you. So if you think you fit in any one of those, I want you to get up and come up here right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You don't have to say which one. You just let him awaken more of that in you. See, here's the thing. Wherever you fit, you got to believe in what you do. You got to believe in it. If you feel like you fit there, you got to believe it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. How you doing, dear? Good. Is this your first time here? Well, it's not. It's nice to have. Who invited you? This lady. Okay. Kind of close your eyes there. How long have you been saved? All your life. When did you say Jesus come into my life? Very, very young. Praise God. There's someone down there giggling. That's okay. It's okay, right?
Yeah.
Raise your hands there. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, I awakened something in your life a long time ago, and you came obedient into it, and then kind of walked away from something that I was trying to mature in you, because you thought it was one thing and you was thinking from your natural mind, but it was something supernatural. And the longer you stayed with it, the more you'd have got the wisdom and realized what it was all about, and you'd have gone beyond your natural mind. But there has been great troubles at times in your life, in your mind, in your family. But God says that is not to sway you, because you are in my family now. You are blood bought. You are my daughter. I'm your God. And tonight I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to awaken you in that which I awakened in you one time. And you're going to go back to learning by my Spirit what this is all about, because it's going to bring glory to me. And it's going to minister to people. So God says tonight you'll be opened up. God will do surgery on you. You'll be opened up because you have come to God with that kind of heart. Yes. Do surgery on me, Lord. Do surgery on me, Lord. So God says, my daughter, it shall happen starting right now. Yes. Father God, we thank you for the greatness of Jesus and what you're going to do in her life, Lord, for your glory in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my son and my daughter, you're going to walk into a different drummer type of thing. You're going to walk in a different area than other people. And you're going to try to get people. You're going to try to align yourself with so-and-so or so-and-so, how they anointed and how they walk. But yours is going to be different from theirs, and so you can't align yourself. You're going to have to find your place in me, and I'm going to teach you, saith the Lord. I'm going to teach you where that place is. And it's beyond the music, and it's beyond things that you've been doing. It's going to go into the supernatural realm. It's going to go into a purifying place where dross is going to come out. By the power of the Holy Spirit, there's going to be a refining like gold in your both lives. And there's going to be a purity in the Spirit coming out of you like you've never seen before, you've never experienced before. Yes, you've experienced me, saith the Lord, but not this part of it because I haven't released that yet, but I'm about to release it because you've both opened your heart to me. You've said, Lord, teach me. Bring me into that place. God says, you have desired to go into the holies of holies. You have desired to have the fire of God. Bring all that dross out. When you open your heart like that to me, saith the Lord, then I'm going to respond to you. So the calling upon the both of your lives, really you don't have that light and revelation of it. You know there's a call. You know you're both anointed. And you know that both you are loved by God. But you know that God has drawn you up. It's like a magnet. I can see two magnets being slammed together, pulled together. Well, one's the Holy Spirit and one's the anointing. I see the Holy Spirit in you, and it's the anointing. The presence of God's going to come upon you, and it's going to pull you up against the Holy Spirit, up against the anointing, up against the fire, up against the holies of holies, and you'll never be released from that until I call you home, saith the Lord. Father God, I touch these two right now, and I thank you for the greatness of God in their lives, Lord, the greatness of you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, the greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Awaken him, Lord. Let him know that he's important to you, Father God. More beyond his natural mind, Lord. Let the fire of God rise up in him, Lord. Let his tongue be loosed for salvation, Lord. Bring in those into your kingdom, Lord Jesus Christ. Let him realize that he is very, very important during these latter days, Lord. You're calling people's hearts, and he's one of them. You're calling his heart into the people, Lord, who can't receive. And he's going to be, your wisdom in him, Lord, is going to open people's hearts to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Those who won't come to churches, Lord, but those who will listen to his tongue as he speaks out to them in the name of Jesus, under the anointing and love of you, Lord Jesus Christ, we give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Father God, the greatness of Jesus in her life, Lord, let it be known to her, Lord. Let it be known to her, Lord. Awaken it in her life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. Fire it up, Holy Spirit. Fire the greatness of Jesus in this man's life, Lord. Let him come deeper into that call, Lord. Let him see it like he's never seen it before, Lord. Let him be so convinced, Lord, that nothing will move him out of that calling, Lord. Let his hands be on fire, Lord. Let his heart burn for you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let his tongue be loosed, Lord, to speak the truth and speak the things that the Holy Spirit places in him, Lord. Let this call, Lord, explode in his life, Lord, that he'll go beyond just teaching, Lord, that he'll go beyond just teaching, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. New beginnings in Steve's life right now, Lord, in impartation in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus in her life. The greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, you have hung around a dead-end street. Yes, it's mine. But God says there's going to be no more dead-end streets in your life. Because as you truly become a seer, you're going to see that the road is not dead end, but is extended. There's no longer blockage there. There's no longer houses there. It's extended. And God is saying, come on, my daughter, I'm placing you on the highway of holiness, and you're coming into a presence, and you're coming into a wisdom, and you're coming into a knowledge, and you're coming into a greatness of me, saith the Lord, that's going to explode in your life and cause you to understand that you don't have to stay in that dead-end place, that you'll be awakened. God, the Holy Spirit, is about to awaken you, and don't question it. Just be obedient to it. Don't question, just be obedient to it, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I touch her right now again, Lord. Oh, in the blessed name of Jesus. Let this anointing, Lord, she has desires in her heart, Lord, to set the oppressed and the captives free, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, that the anointing, the Holy Spirit, will teach her and counsel her. And let her realize, Lord, that she does have the power of God, the greatness of Jesus in her life. And it's going to be a school of the Holy Spirit that's going to teach you how to be encouraged and how to receive it and how to be obedient to that. And God says, my daughter, just be patient. Your faith will cause you to be patient. Father God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my son, you are into a place in me, and you ain't quite understanding it because there's a tremendous battles in your mind and a renewing of your mind and giving into me. But I'm with you, and I'll never forsake nor leave you. I'm bringing you into areas that it's really for the flesh going to be scary, but you're going to have a peace of my peace upon you that it's not fear is not going to drive you away from me. You're going to have a fear of me, because when I tell you to do something, you're going to have a fear that if you don't do it, something's going to happen. It's going to be the beginning of wisdom about me, saith the Lord. So God says, my son, you are being awakened to some places, and just be patient, because it's all going to come to pass. God says you don't lack anything. You don't lack anything. You don't lack anything. You got the greatness of God, the greatness of God in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I touch my brother right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you. What's being awakened in his life? Lord, I can see that he knows an awful lot about the Spirit. And he knows an awful lot about the Word. But God, we ask that doors will be open, Lord, that he can release that wisdom and that knowledge that he has, Lord, and that he can flow in the word of knowledge and wisdom through people and in people, Lord. We ask that you open that door, Lord. We ask that this is the end time, Lord, where you're just going to grab people, Lord. Your spirit is going to be on all kinds of different people, Lord. And we want to recognize the spirit of truth, and it's a spirit of truth that's on this man, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Tonight he's being encouraged. Tonight he knows because he knows that what he's thought all the time in his mind, in his spirit, that it is true, that he is called and he is anointed in Jesus' holy name. I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you for the impartation, Lord, into him in Jesus' holy name.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch her right now, and I thank you, Lord, for the encouragement of the presence of the Holy Spirit upon her, Lord, that she'll know that she knows that she's important, Lord, that she is a finger or thumb. And you're going to give her the light and the revelation of that, Lord. What working part of your body do you want her in? What working part? Because I know you'll anoint that, Lord, and the anointing will break the yoke. Otherwise, she will be obedient. We give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I touch my sister right now, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus. You know, I can see a highway, and I can see Jesus beckoning you. Come on. But there has been many potholes in your life, so to speak, and many things that have just got you away from this love of God that you have. Sometimes you're really, really encouraged by the Holy Spirit. Other times there's great battles that go on in your mind, in your emotions at times. And you wonder what this is all about. God says it's a trial. God said it's a testing. It won't last forever. You'll come out of it. Just like I took Paul out in the desert and Moses on the backside of the desert, I take you through trials because I'm getting you to decrease, and I'm increasing you myself in your life. So God says tonight, new beginnings will start, and you'll have a clearer picture. Yes, you've had a clear picture at times, and you started stepping out, and you had many, many attacks on your life and thoughts in your mind. But God says there's a grace coming, a mercy coming to you that's going to protect you under the helmet of salvation, and it's going to cause you to walk in the things I've told you to walk in. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for the encouragement in her life tonight, Lord, by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have been caught up in just, and you get kind of, not the discouragement is not a good word, but you just kind of think it's never going to be any different, and you're just doing this and doing that. God says, my daughter, whatever you're doing, I have led you to do it, and you're anointed to do that. I want to increase the anointing in your life, the call in your life. I want you to experience more manifestations of my Spirit in areas that you have desired. You have been before me many times and read scriptures to me, and God says these things have not passed me by. As you remember in Daniel, when he prayed, there was a delay of answering the prayer, and all of us, I'm speaking for myself. Now, all of us have delays in things, but God says you do have a season. You do have a season. Don't give up. Don't quit, because you do have a season. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this man of God. I thank you for the encouragement, Lord. I thank you he's going to feel like he can fit into a body of believers, Lord, and become a part, Lord, and function in the anointing, Lord, that you've called him and placed him under. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for the new beginnings, the new beginnings, the new spiritual beginnings in his life that's going to overtake him and cause him to be encouraged. And we thank you, Lord. I can see green lights all around you, and God says there's fresh new beginnings coming from the Spirit of God in your life, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. There has been great desires for the healing ministry, the gifts of healings, and God has not put it on a shelf. But there's training to be done. There is humbleness to be done. There's many things that God wants to train you in. At the same time, he is releasing that through you. He is releasing that through your husband. And the both of you have come into great agreements. God calls it great agreements. Most people come into little agreements. God's calling this great agreements. And it's going to take you over the edge, because God said, I cannot refuse those who touch and agree. But he calls this great agreements. So evidently you've talked about great things in me, saith the Lord, great miracles and things beyond which you can do. And God says he's calling this great agreements, and it'll come to pass for his glory in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, this is strange. I can see you on a sled coming down a real steep hill. It's not so much the sled or the steep hill. There's some things that God takes us in that sometimes can be scary. Sometimes when you're on a sled coming down a hill, you're out of control until you either hit a snowbank, a stop, or something like that. Well, God's going to get you in places where you're not in control, but He's in control. And sometimes to the flesh that may be scary, because most of us as human beings, the Lord says, want to control things by our decisions and our minds. And God says tonight, He's given you this revelation about this sled. Not that you're going to be on a sled or on a snow hill, but when you're coming down, you can imagine yourself being out of control until you get to the bottom. Well, God says He'll be with you, but you'll no longer be controlled by your emotions, controlled by your mind. You'll be controlled by the Holy Spirit. And where that depth is, only God knows, and God will reveal it to you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God says, my son, you have seen some things that has been disturbing to you at times, going way back when. But God says, you have been faithful to this ushering, but I say to you tonight, that is not the place that I've called you to stop. There is no stop sign where I'm taking you. God says there is a gift of healing. There's gifts of healing, but there's a gift of healing that God is going to manifest in your life, that there's a certain amount of people that need to be set free in a certain place. That does not mean He won't operate gifts of healings, but He's talking about a gift of healing that some people that you know that just can't get set free. And God's going to use you in that area, and He's going to flow that through you. Because you have been faithful in ushering, God says, I know I can trust and let you be faithful in this gift of healing. He's naming people within me, people who are very disturbed in some areas, and God says, you know who they are, and you have operated in this a long time ago, and you have been associated with this supernatural realm. You've kind of drawn back because you saw what happened and the discouragement that came to you. But God says tonight, I'm going to encourage you, because I'm going to tell you, you are part of the body, more part than ushering. This gift of healing will flow if I can just have you step out and be obedient and ask people if they need prayer. Because if they say yes and they allow you to pray, when they say yes, you will set them free. God's speaking singly about a gift of healing. He can increase that, He says, but He's talking about a gift of healing. There's a bunch of people that need this gift of healing, and it'll flow through you by the Holy Spirit. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I touch Him right now, Lord, and I thank You and I praise You, Lord, for this wonderful man of God and His call upon his life, Lord. All the dark alleys and all the dark streets are gone, Lord. All the things in his mind are gone, Lord. Every bit of it is loosed in Jesus' name. Loosed in Jesus' name. We thank You and we give You praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for what You're doing in his life right now. The blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Did you go to California? It just came to my remembrance about a Volkswagen and a thing. Is that what that was, you think? Oh. Okay, raise your hands. Maybe later. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch Him right now, Lord, and I thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise You. You know, I can see two palm trees, and there's a rope, and you're swinging on a rope. God says that's almost in the heavenly realm. It's almost in the heavenly realm, and God is going to level, you're going to go in the air. You're going to be lifted up in the air, and you're going to experience God in a way you never have before. And God says, my son, because I can see these two ropes, but then I see the ropes gone, and you're still in the air. And so God says He's going to bring you up to a place. He's going to give you light and revelation of something that you've longed for, but you have never really got that place where you can say, feet, do your stuff. So God is saying tonight, You can count, take this to the bank, that God is going to bring you to a place and you're going to know exactly what it means. There'll be no confusion. The devil will not be able to play tricks on you. Leviathan will not be able to twist it because the Holy Spirit is greater and the greatness of Jesus is in your life and he'll bring it to pass, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know these water boats or these big things in the back that turns and it drives the boat? Anybody familiar with that? A what? Well, that's what I'm seeing. And God says the bigness of the Holy Spirit in your life is driving you. You don't have to, you're not going to have to be concerned about whether you have this or that or that. God says just let the Holy Spirit drive you. The power of God will drive you. The power of God will teach you. The power of God will bring knowledge and wisdom to you. The power of God will bring revelation into your life. This big wheel that's turning, it's the Holy Spirit. It's the water, it's the Holy Spirit. And he's driving fresh water into your life. Driving fresh water into your life. There has been some stagnant water that has come, and God says it's just flushed it out. There's no longer any stagnant. Just fresh water being driven into your life. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for this impartation, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, the sad days are gone, and the fresh days are moving in by the Holy Spirit. I can see two, three green trees blowing with huge, huge, huge leaves on them. And so God says when fresh beginnings start, you're going to come into a huge place. A huge place of new beginnings, a huge place. God says you've got to stop listening to your mind, and you've got to let my mind come in you that's in Christ Jesus, saith the Lord. The Holy Spirit is ready and waiting so that your mouth will be speaking the words of God. You will not receive those thoughts into your mind. Discouragement will not be a part of your life. Sadness will not be a part of your life, and you're absolutely going to refuse to run the old film. You're going to run the new film. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. God is about ready to dump on you some fresh beginnings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I believe that God is stirring things up. Turn to Ephesians, if you would, Steve, 4. Ah. Oh, there is more. Okay. Ephesians 4. We'll go to that next. Ephesians 4:11. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God says to me, the depths, says to you, the depths of me have been very troubling at times. Great pressure at times has come upon you. Sometimes anger rising up in you. God says he wants you to have an angry faith, but God says not the kind of angry faith that you think would be angry. So all those things that you're going through, it's happening to you, God says he's just changing you. He's getting all the dross out. He's causing the gold to be pure in your life. And God says there's going to be a window in a dream that's going to appear to you. The window is going to be dark at first where you can't see nothing. But as you give yourself over to God, that window is going to open up and you're going to see clearly into through this window. And on the other side, you're going to see the supernatural and you're going to see Jesus himself beckoning you into a place where not many will walk. Because of the price you're paying, God says the window will become clear and you'll see him beckoning you. And the Spirit of God will come upon you and you'll be great on this earth for me, saith the Lord. Great on this earth for me, saith the Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, blessings of Jesus, the greatness of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I can see a big water thing all bubbling up. And it's white water. And from the bottom, there's bubbles that are turning different colors. There's green, there's purple, there's blue, there's yellow, and there's a big one in the middle that's gold. God says, you are going to experience me even more. But I give you some encouragement ahead of time to look for what these bubbles are. It is my presence that you are going to look into, and it's going to be something from each bubble to give to the body of Christ, to give to the body of Christ, to feed the body of Christ. Life is in the Spirit, and you're going to feed spiritual life into people from these things that explode in you and come. So your season is coming. Your season is coming, and this is part of your season, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we thank you and we praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Huh? Oh, you this? Well, let me read it first in case there's someone else. Yeah, I have to read it. Get right on him there, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, to equip the saints. To equip the saints. Amen? They need to be equipped about the supernatural, about the charismatic move, about the supernatural realm, about the greatness of Jesus. They need to be equipped. Not telling religious stories. They need to be equipped. And God says tonight that you must answer the call. You must answer the call. You must be mentored. You must come out of your shell. You must come out of your emotions. You must come forward and be a seer and see into my realm, that you may talk about my realm. For what you see, you'll be able to say, saith the Lord. It shall awaken in you. Answer the call. Answer the call. The greatness of Jesus is moving in here. Answer the call, saith the Lord. Because where I'm bringing you, it'll be frightening and scary to your body. But I will be with you, and I'll show you what the anointing, how it can break the fear off your life. Fear of me sometimes. Open your eyes. Answer the call, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To God, woo-hoo. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Those who think they got that, come up here. Come up here right now. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now, if you see people coming up once or twice, all they're doing is saying, I'm not quite sure about which one, but I'm going to come up. But I feel that one, too, and I feel that one, too. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Amen? Hallelujah. See, everybody says, oh, that person's back up there three times. God ain't going to. You're not God. Don't be telling people or thinking what God can do, what he can't do. If you take Moses, the many different ways he used Moses, the many different ways he used the apostles. Hallelujah. I know one thing. I got the fire of God tonight. Whoa. I even got a squeaky foot. Maybe China. Everything squeaks in China. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Pray. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, whew. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Oh, let him receive it, Lord. The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise your hands there. The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus. God says, my daughter, you are very quiet, but you see things because God is revealing tonight that you're a seer, that you see things in his realm. You see things around people. Now you got to get the energy of the Holy Spirit. Now you got to get the obedience of the Holy Spirit and start slowly coming out of that shell and start slowly coming out of that quietness because there's many people that need to see or hear what you are seeing, because when you do, they're going to know this is God. This is God. So my God says, my daughter, this is what I'm awakening you. This is what I'm awakening you. Yes, you've seen it. Yes, it's alive. But God says you need to minister. You need to have it ministering to people in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I can see you climbing it's not a mountain, but it's quite a pretty good sized hill. And you got your hand in someone else's hand. It's a supernatural hand. It could be the Lord's or an angel. And he's leading you to the top. God is taking you out by yourself. You're not going to rely on anybody, but you're not going to lack anything, because you're going to draw it straight from me. The anointing that's on your life, you haven't learned how to cooperate with it yet. And that's the reason why there's sometimes the doors are closed in your face and sometimes doors are open. God is training you how to flow in the anointing, not as how you see it, but as how the Holy Spirit is giving it to you and feeding you, and he's teaching you how to flow in it. There's one way of flowing with the Holy Spirit, and there's another way that you're anointed and you interpret what it means by your mind. So God is removing that away from you. He's bringing you up on this hill, and he's going to separate you from your spirit. You're going to be able to get revelation and light from this, and then you're going to have be equipped, of course, with the anointing, and you're going to flow in that anointing, and you're going to understand the anointing, and you're not going to presume it means this or means that, but you're just going to flow it, and you're going to be obedient to it. And many people will come out of the dark shadows and come to me, saith the Lord, because of the teaching and what you'll give and to learn from. Oh, in Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the impartation, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Here she is again. Praise God. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Hallelujah. I bind any confusion from her right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, I'm just releasing the anointing, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, the impartation, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence.
presence of Jesus, the greatness of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, the greatness of Jesus, the greatness of Jesus. Oh, the greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. The greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to start seeing things. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ooh. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God says, my son, you think the journey is long and there isn't much going on. But I want you to look at popcorn. Sometimes you put it in the oven and you don't hear it. You go back again, you don't hear it. Then all of a sudden, pop, pop, pop. That's the way I'm working in your life. You don't see things. But there's a heat in the oven, and there's a Holy Ghost in that oven, and he's about to release some things in you. So don't demand it next week or yesterday, because it'll come in his season. It'll come in his time. God says you have been faithful, and that's one of the ingredients of receiving some anointing from me that takes you beyond yourself. For these journeys that I'm taking you on, and I call them journeys because there's more than one. There's different journeys God has taken you on. And don't try to say, well, what is that? Never mind. Don't let your mind control, but just receive it. It's God speaking to you, and the Holy Spirit will bring these journeys to pass as he calls it forth from the Father's heart through the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. These things will be open to you. You ain't got to have to open them. You don't have to run around the building five times. All you got to do is receive and believe what I'm saying to you tonight, because grace is going to be with you. Long-suffering is going to be with you. Love is going to be with you, for the fire is alive in you, and it's causing the purity of my spirit and my anointing to come into your life and cause you to rise above. So look for not one journey, but many journeys, saith the Lord. Journeys that are planned by my Father God in heaven and operated by my spirit through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So God says tonight, these journeys, these new beginnings, will start to manifest slowly, and you'll feel things, and you'll see things, and you'll wonder what they are. God said, don't question them, just receive them and believe it, because you have the measure of faith to do what I've asked you to do, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One more place. Romans 12. Devil. 12:3. Serve God with spiritual gifts. For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. You know, some people get tied up on themselves. They think themselves. But to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Now, why am I reading that, the finished scripture? Is because whatever I pray tonight about the finger of the thumb, you have the faith to do it. Now, the finger and the thumb have one kind of faith. They have that measure. But when you get into equipping people and you get into miracles, God is going to train you to walk, have more faith. The faith that will explode into your natural mind and on the outside and so on and so forth. It'll be a growing faith so that you can equip people. So the one who's a finger and a thumb is as important as the one over here. But let me tell you what something, saints. It's a different kind of faith for a pastor, evangelist, pastor, and prophet, and so on and so forth. It's a different kind of faith. And God will have to train you in that area. And if you're open to the Holy Spirit, He'll train you. It's a different kind of faith. The measure of faith is the same, but you grow in faith. You'll grow in that faith. That faith will expand through your life, and all of a sudden you'll have a renewed mind. All of a sudden you'll have the mind of Christ in you, and that's how you equip people from the mind of Christ, which is the Word of God. Amen? So right now, if you just feel like you're just a finger or a thumb, a foot or something like that, you already have the faith. You don't have to get faith. You already have the faith. God has given you that measure of faith. Okay? Now, if He expands you, then it's going to take on the renewing of the mind. It's going to take on letting this mind be in you. It's in Christ Jesus. There's going to be a humbleness taught to you. There's going to be a purity taught to you. There's going to be a godliness. Godliness is the character of God. Purity is the holy things of God. Holy things of God. Godliness is two different things. Godliness is the character of God. See, holiness is the touching the pure things of God. That means the gifts, the anointing, the holies of holies, that type of thing. So in the Bible, it talks about godliness. That's the character of Christ. But when you start touching holy things, the gifts, you see, purity, holiness, God will start talking about that. And it'll be up to you. Which one, anyone here, you will either stop at a stop sign on that highway, or you can keep on going. The heat will get rough. Sometimes there'll be various trials and testings that'll come upon you to produce the things of God, to get rid of the things of the flesh, the works of the flesh. But it's all of God. God is an ongoing God, an ongoing teacher, and He wants to teach us and counsel us and so on and so forth. So when someone speaks of godliness, it's the character of God. You see, holiness is touching the holy things of God. That God has to purify and get things out so it don't kill you. You remember in Daniel, he said, I was in the presence of God and I was sick for days. I'm not going to try to read into that, but he was sick for days. It does strange things to your body, your physical body. It really does. And the deeper you get into God, the more battles that only you are going to be there and Jesus will be with you. You can't go to a bunch of people and say, my God, last night, I've done this. No one understands. You ain't supposed to understand. You'll go through things, saints. Now, some who ain't got there yet say, no, you don't do that. Well, you're not reading the same Bible I am. So godliness is the character of Christ. Holiness, you see, purity is touching the pure things of God. What pure things can God flow through me or flow through you? It's important to God. It's scriptural. So some people remain fingers and thumbs. If you desire to go further, God's giving you that desire, and then He's going to start teaching about godliness, about the character of Christ, the fruits of the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, are you blessed? Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We lift you up, Lord Jesus Christ. We draw all attention to you. We just praise you as our Lord, our Savior, our King, the Son of the Most High God. We thank you, Father God, for your sending your Son Jesus that has freed us. We thank you as we identify with the virgin birth. We identify with the stripes on your back, the suffering you did for us, Jesus. We identify with the blood you shed for us. We identify with your death, and we want to say right now, we want to have a confession that all cancer, sickness, and disease, and poverty, and demons, and principalities, all died with you, Lord. That power was broken. And now we want to learn to walk in the resurrection power, Lord Jesus Christ. The resurrection power, Lord. And that's serving you with the gifts, Lord. That's serving you, Father God, with the power. We are in right standing with you, Father God. We just thank you and we praise you tonight because we have been awakened to some things here tonight. And the fire of God is in this place, and we just give you praise and honor and glory that whoever came up for fingers and thumbs, Lord, an eye, Lord, all that stuff will be manifested in people's lives. All who came up for the miracles and things and the gifts of healings, Lord, will be manifested in their lives, Lord. All who came up for the fivefold, Lord, for the equipping of the saints, it will manifest. We need help, Lord Jesus. We need you to school. We need you to call them, Lord Jesus, because it's only you that calls the, that fivefold, Lord. So we want to equip the saints about you, Jesus, about the supernatural realm, about your cross, Lord, about the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, how dreams and visions, Lord, can come alive in us, Lord Jesus, how we can walk in the supernatural realm, how we can set the oppressed and the captives free, because we confess tonight the anointing of the Spirit of God's upon us. He's anointed us to preach the gospel, to open the blind eyes, and set the oppressed and the captives free. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for you have taken our lives, and you have cleansed us, Lord Jesus, by your blood. You have forgiven us, Lord Jesus. You have given us to your Holy Spirit, Lord, that has anointed us, Lord, to serve you, Father God, through Jesus Christ with the gifts, Lord, in this supernatural realm. So we give you praise and honor and glory tonight for your light and your revelation that's in this place, Lord. And we won't go here, out of here, empty-handed. We'll go here refreshed and full, Lord, and we'll start being awakened, Lord, to our callings. The doors you have opened, Lord Jesus Christ, no man can close. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for each one, each person in this place. I prophesy blessings, Lord, and peace of God upon them, Lord, tomorrow, Lord, and the rest of the week, Lord. I just speak wisdom, Lord, wisdom, understanding, Lord, understanding things of you, Lord Jesus Christ, by your Spirit. So it's in Jesus' name I pray, and everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah.